Multimedia Men Podcast number 37. Woo! Ah. Only at Mattress Giant. Ooh, ah. We are the Multimedia Men. I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. I'm with Adam Conway of the Angelica Film Center in Dallas.
And Angelica Blog, but
And Angelica Blog.
Blog. Ooh,
say hello.
Hello.
Hello. And Susan Kamyab with thischicksflix.com and Irving Community Television. I'm curious, on Irving Community Television, what do you exactly do?
I'm a reporter for them. I'm a freelance reporter for them.
So there's a breaking news.
Do you do all types of reporting or just movie?
No. I do the local entertainment coverage, but entertainment for Irving is like The Taste of Irving. I covered that. Art shows.
So you do lots of fluff pieces, is what you're saying?
It's fluff pieces. It's programming. So we try to make the city look good. We want to, it's all happy news, which I like because I don't like sad.
So it's freelance. You don't work for the city yet.
Technically. Like,
but you wouldn't get a pension if you lived there yet.
No.
So you're freelancing
now?
She'll get a gold watch when she retires.
I'm freelancing, but I do stories regularly for them. Cool. Yeah, like whenever the Irving Convention Center has something going on, things like that, and then I do the movie reviews.
Cool. I've always wanted that. Be sure to check out Susan there. It is Sunday, June 15th. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Susan.
Thank you.
Papa Susan.
That's me.
Papa Kamyab. It's a beautiful day outside in Dallas, Texas. You can find us on Facebook, our new Twitter account, Multimedia Pod, and Stitcher Radio and iTunes. As you probably listened, our one listener, we have done recasting of movies and TVs, where in this day and age, there's always bound to be a reboot or remake of something, even though if you hate it or love it. So we try to pick some of our favorite movies, even though we don't want to see them be remade or rebooted. We'll give Hollywood suggestions of who should be cast in these roles. So this movie that we have picked is very near and dear to my heart. I don't think it should ever be remade because it is the perfect film. It's very sad, very funny, and it's one of the first times you actually see a group of kids in adult situations and not being a family movie. I mean, you grow to like these characters within 2 hours and you remember them for the rest of your life. And this film is called Stand By Me. Excellent film directed by Rob Reiner. So even though we think the cast is perfect, we have decisions if it were to be remade, which I would imagine it is inevitable at some point, which I just don't want to think about. So we're going to start off from we haven't recast everybody, but we cast some of our main characters. But we'll start out with some supporting cast. Davey Hogan, otherwise known as Lardass, from the story sequence. He was originally played by Andy Lindberg, who this was his only movie credit, but you can find him on his website, and he looks really good now. he has his headshots and everything, but this is his only movie he's done. Lardass, he was the guy who won the pie-eating contest in the original film and puked over everybody because he drank a bottle of oil and
an
raw egg to get revenge on everybody. I went weird with this. I went Daniel Radcliffe to put him in a fat suit because I know Lindbergh was in a fat suit as well.
That's what I figured. I was like, he was in a fat suit.
He totally was, but I think Daniel Radcliffe, Daniel Radcliffe is so talented. It'd be funny because Davey Hogan really doesn't have any lines in the movie. Mm-hmm. He just says, done.
Yeah.
And that's it. But it'd be so funny to underuse Daniel, but just have like his facial expressions. I went with Daniel Radcliffe.
It's funny because I thought of someone from Harry Potter 2, but I thought of the guy who played Neville Longbottom. Matthew Lewis.
Matthew Lewis? We're on the same track here. I like both of them.
Because, yeah.
But I probably...
He was supposed to be... you know, Neville was always supposed to be a fat kid, but...
Really?
He grew up really hot.
But the guy who played him ended up, becoming...
The super stud.
Like a foot and a half, and then, losing all his baby fat.
So. Yeah. Looks really good. Daniel Radcliffe, you look really good, too. But,
I didn't cast that one, so either one. Or should I just pitch Ron Weasley?
Ron Weasley.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So Ron Weasley, so all the Harry Potter kids.
I just wanted to do that.
So should we decide Daniel Radcliffe?
I actually like the idea of Daniel Radcliffe.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel Radcliffe
He's
it is.
He's short, though, but...
He can wear platforms.
Yeah.
Make him tall. All right, moving on to the writer, which is the narrator of the movie, and the older Gordy LaChance. Was played by Richard Dreyfuss. It's hard to recast Richard Dreyfuss's voice, but I went with Leo DiCaprio.
I don't know if he does much narrating, but
I do. I was thinking Wolf of Wall Street, how he's talking, you can hear him over words. I thought he did really well, and I think he could narrate a voice. I mean, I thought of Alec Baldwin, he's too old.
I thought of, someone kind of tying back to the original movie, but John Cusack, I thought would be a good
one. Ooh, I like that. Ooh,
yeah.
I do
like
that.
That.
He has
I like that.
Voice.
I picked that.
John Cusack.
John Cusack.
John Cusack. I like you.
Speaking of, he is so hot in that movie.
Who?
John Cusack.
He is.
He is so... 80s John Cusack is just freaking gorgeous.
All right.
I was not on your list.
Speaking of John Cusack's character, who played Gordy LaChance's brother, Denny LaChance, it was originally played by a young John Cusack, who's very hot, according to Susan. He is very hot.
I still find him hot. He's my old man crush.
Old man crush.
He's not that old, is he?
He's like 40 years older than 40 me, right?
He's still sexy.
I picked Michael Aragono. Aragono.
Andrano.
He was
Michael Aragono.
Aragono. Yeah, he was in Sky High. He was in... the Brass Teapot.
Snow Angels.
Yes. Yeah. I think he could play an older brother pretty well. And like a nice older brother.
I picked Nat Wolff from Fault in Our Stars.
I have him, but not for that.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good one.
All right, who do you have for Denny?
Well, I have Chase Crawford.
Who's that?
I know, I didn't think he
from
played him.
Gossip Girl?
Gossip Girl and stuff. But... Now that you said Michael Aragono.
For looks is what you're going for?
Well, I figured it has to be he could do the part. I mean, he's a good...
Yeah.
He clearly has to be a good-looking guy. I mean, John Cusack is very handsome. And then...
Aragono's good-looking.
He is.
Yeah.
He's one of my sub crushes. So, and then... I don't know, just that simple, nice guy.
Yeah.
So.
He's not in it very much, but he could play that character really well, I think.
I mean, I wouldn't mind Michael Aragono.
All right, Aragono. All right, so I went... Interesting with Eyeball, which will coincide with my Chris Chambers with River Phoenix's character. Eyeball Chambers, who was the right-hand man to Kiefer Sutherland's Ace, the bad guy, who was originally played by the great Bradley Gregg. I picked Michael B. Jordan.
Interesting.
So you must have a black Gordy.
I know a black Chris Chambers.
Oh, sorry, I meant Chris. Yeah.
Yes. I do.
Yeah.
But I want Michael B. Jordan. I think Michael B. Jordan would be excellent as kind of an asshole right now.
I don't know if I like that choice, but...
That's fine.
I didn't cast Eyeball.
You didn't cast Eyeball? Right.
I have two options. I have Kyle Gallagher. Remember, he was in Veronica Mars. He was
older. Yes.
I think he kind of... And then Alan... I can't say his... Alden Ehrenreich. He's the guy who was in Beautiful Creatures.
Didn't see
Bruce Lee. Actually, he would be good.
I think he kind of looks like...
Which guy?
He was also in Stoker.
Yeah, did you see Stoker?
Yeah.
The rapist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with him.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Alden...
Oh, yeah, Alden Eldritch.
Alden Eldritch, okay. Eldridge. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I think
excellent.
He is good,
yeah.
All right, moving on to the bad guy, Ace, who's creepy, evil... Very young Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, I don't like my
Ace. I went with Anton Yelchin.
He's so puny.
Dude, he would be badass as a bad guy.
I picked Ansel Elgort, who's been... I don't know why I have a couple people in Fault in Our Stars.
No, I was almost going to put
him in. He's actually... Because he looks like he can be
I think
asshole.
Anton could be that too.
I like Anton, but not for that role.
Well, I picked either.
You're going way too old with these.
I picked either Liam Hemsworth or Alex Pettifer.
I like Liam Hemsworth.
I think Liam Hemsworth would kill it. He would. You just have to dirty.
Well, he's
it
older.
Up.
Kiefer Sutherland's older.
Yeah.
Anton Yelchin's like 21.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Anton Yelchin's pretty old now.
He's like 21.
He is.
How old is Anton?
25.
25.
Yeah.
He looks younger, though.
Okay.
Most people who are older play younger.
Well, all of these, though. I mean,
yeah.
They all the people we said.
I like Hemsworth.
I think Liam Hemsworth.
Let's go with Liam. It's fine.
All right, Liam. Liam Hemsworth.
He has the body type for it, too.
All right, moving on to Vern Tessio, who is played by a young, chunky Jerry O'Connell. You would never recognize him from
so
now.
Crazy.
Just how hot Jerry O'Connell is, and now...
Okay.
All right. He's all right.
He is. Well, Jerry O'Connell?
He's so hot.
He is. What?
I met him at an SMU game.
Is he nice?
Yeah, he's super nice.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that makes him hotter.
And
he looks like he could be a
But
dude.
You look at Vern. He's
really
the
nice
chunky
though.
Kid with the bald head. So good. I went with Jack Gleason from Game of Thrones.
That's such a weird choice.
Dude, that would be awesome. Even though he said he retired from acting, I think he
I
would play him so well.
I have another bald, kind of shaved head actor. Will Poulter from We Are the Millers and Son of Rambo.
I love William Poulter. I'll go with William Poulter.
Oh,
I like that.
That's a good one.
William Poulter for me.
Yeah, it's probably better than mine. Mine is Dylan O'Brien. He's in Teen Wolf. I don't watch that show. I just look
the
movie.
Star of Teen Wolf?
No.
Or Styles.
He's like a side friend. I don't
Styles,
know.
Yeah.
Is it, you know? But
yeah, he's going to be starring in Maze Runner.
Oh, yeah. He was in some other movie called The First Time. He was
yeah.
actually pretty good in that. It was
yeah, he's
was,
not bad.
He's a pretty good actor. I think if he gets the right roles, he can show off his chops more.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be the star of Maze Runner, so.
William Poulter.
I'll
go with that.
I'll go with, yeah.
William Poulter
That's
is great.
That's a good one. I didn't even think of him.
All right, moving on to the iconic role of Teddy Duchamp, played by Corey Feldman. It's a very volatile role. I went with Ezra Miller.
I
think it'd be
I like
awesome.
Miller,
I did Nat Wolf for that one.
See, I did Nolan Gould from Modern Family, the young son.
Oh, the young son.
Because he looks kind of
Dumphy.
Like, yeah, just put the glasses on. He looks kind of like Corey Feldman.
A little bit. I would rather see Ezra Miller in this, even though he's a little older than him. I just think Ezra would totally kill this role and be crazy like Duchamp was. What do you think? Ezra would be awesome.
He would.
I don't think he fits the role, though. It's just...
I totally think he would fit that role. Teddy Duchamp yelling at the junkyard guy.
Okay, but I want Nat Wolff in this movie in some capacity.
See, I like Nolan Gould, but I also like Nat Wolff, so.
So you don't like Ezra Miller?
I like Ezra Miller for this.
I don't know why I can't picture him in that role.
Yeah.
Like, even with the glasses and stuff.
I think he'd be awesome.
I have Perks of Being a Wildflower in my head, so it's just.
I'm going to go with Nat Wolff.
You're going with Nat Wolff?
Yeah.
Nat Wolff. I'm going to put both down.
Ezra will get his day, you know, in another movie.
Okay.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to Chris Chambers, played by the amazing River Phoenix. Rest in peace. We miss you. So since I picked Michael B. Jordan for Eyeball, I picked John Boyega for Chris Chambers. I think he would be awesome for that.
He's kind of old, but yeah.
He was,
I like John Boyega, but I don't know if I... Yeah, maybe.
But
maybe.
We already didn't pick him.
Yeah,
we
picked
Alden Madridge.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you could add in their stepbrothers.
My Chris Chambers is Ty Sheridan.
I picked him!
So, yeah.
Yeah, I picked
Ty Sheridan. Oh, Ty Sheridan,
Joe and Mudd and...
Doesn't...
Ooh.
He just seems like perfect.
He looks exactly, yeah.
For Chris Chambers?
Yeah.
Let's do Ty Sheridan.
He would be so good in that.
Ty Sheridan.
Yeah.
All right. And then for the biggest, the main event, Gordy LaChance, Will Wheaton.
I cannot believe that is Will Wheaton. Like,
that is definitely Will Wheaton.
I know. But that's just
if you
so
see
funny.
Will Wheaton from Stand By Me to go on to...
Jungle.
Star Trek?
No, it's the movie with Sean Astin he did, Toy Soldiers. He still looks mostly the same, but he's grown up more. He's like taller. He's got a deeper voice than he did here. Have you ever seen Toy Soldiers?
Yeah, I did. I saw it.
Yeah. Killing me.
I've seen it.
Have you not
seen it? I think I have.
Where the terrorists come attack the prep school with Sean Astin?
Well, I was thinking Masterminds when I was seeing that.
Okay.
With
Excellent
Patrick
movie.
Stewart, yeah.
but I picked Logan Lerman. to go with. To
I almost went with him. He's not horrible. I picked Nick Robinson.
Who's that?
He was in Kings of Summer, the main kid.
Oh, okay.
You would be a choice. I picked Joel Courtney from Super 8. Star Super 8, as well as the other kid from Super 8, Ryan Lee, who's in Trophy Wife.
I like Joel Courtney. Yeah, he's the main kid in Super 8. Did you see Super 8?
No.
Watch Super 8.
That was my favorite movie of that year.
Really?
Yeah.
And then his brother would be.
But I do like your pick too. But I think
his brother would be Aragano.
Oh, yeah.
Joel Courtney.
Yeah.
Let's do Joel Courtney.
Yeah, I can go with that.
All right. So, to recap, Lardass, we have Daniel Radcliffe in a fat suit, which is amazing, which we all picked Harry Potter people. For the writer, played by Richard Dreyfuss, we stuck with the old school John Cusack. For Denny, the brother, originally played by John Cusack, we picked Michael Aragono. For Eyeball Chambers, we picked Alden Eldritch. For Ace, originally played by Kiefer Sutherland, we picked Liam Hemsworth, which will be awesome.
Yes.
For Vern Tessio, originally played by Jerry O'Connell, we picked William Poulter. For Teddy Duchamp, originally played by Corey Feldman, we picked Nat Wolff, which will be a tie with Ezra Miller. I know it. For Chris Chambers, played by the iconic River Phoenix, we picked Ty Sheridan. And for Gord Lachance, originally played by the excellent Will Wheaton, we picked Joel Courtney from Super 8. That is our Stand By Me cast. So Hollywood, if you think about remaking this, you should think twice and not remake it. But if you so choose to, please take our suggestions.
I mean, Ty Sheridan is basically, like, if they did, he's just fit
for
that.
Yeah,
movie.
He is. He'll be really good.
Yeah.
So that is our Stand By Me recast.
Woo!
Yay. Woo!